So here we are. It's All Saints Sunday, 2018. What better way to remember the saints that have gone before us as we settle into worship in a new space with new faces and new things? In preparing for the move, we went through lots of paper. Most got recycled. Some will go to the Virginia Room at the Arlington County Library. Still others will remain with us upstairs in our archives, and others, well, some of you know me too well to know that I couldn't let some of this historical stuff just disappear. So yes, some of it has come home to me to read, ponder, remember, and recognize familiar names and not so familiar names, places, dates, and faces. Yes, there were lots of pictures too. Talk to Judy Lippman if you've got a dying urge to see any and or take some. In going through this mounds of papers, archives, historical information, I learned many things that I didn't know or knew little about. Bethel started out as the Arlington Mission in 1941. Representatives from the Board of National Missions of the recently formed Evangelical and Reformed Church met with Dr. and Mrs. Lee Peeler of Stanton, Virginia in April of that year. The board contracted to buy a house for the Peelers, but they were eager to get started with the new Arlington Mission across the river. So they secured lodging with Reverend and Mrs. Charles Enders in D.C. The Enders were part of the Concordia Lutheran Church at 20th and G Streets Northwest, which we now know as the United Church, United Church of Christ. The Peelers were able to secure use of Kate Waller Barrett School in Arlington. First services were held on June 1st, 1941. According to the records and files, there were 10 people present, including the Peelers, that very first Sunday. A couple weeks later, on June 17th, 1941, a contract of sale was made for the church lot on what was then Lee Boulevard. Purchase price for the lot, $3,500. Compared to the $2.1 million we're going to sell it for. The board was also in the process of buying a residence for the pastor and his wife. The original plans fell through as the seller changed their minds. So on July 18th, a contract was placed on property at 1 North Granada Street. This was the parsonage until 1951, when the property on South First Street was acquired. October 19th, 1941 was the day that Bethel was officially chartered, with 21 persons received by letter of transfer. At the end of the service, the pastor and congregation joined hands and sang "Blessed Be the Tithe Binds," a tradition that we still embrace to this day. And on a personal note, the first Sunday I visited Bethel in June 1987, following communion, that's what she all did. And I knew I was where I was supposed to be, and that I had also found a family tradition on Mom's side of the family. God had a plan then, too. Dr. Peeler was installed as the first pastor on November 9th. Dr. Enders was in charge of the installation. On December 7th, 1941, the new pulpit Bible, donated by the American Bible Society, was dedicated, and we have it upstairs in 303. How fitting for the events that would follow later that day. Ground was broken on September 13, 1942, and the new building was dedicated on November 14, 1943. This is what we know as Fellowship Hall. The space served as both Sunday school classrooms and as well as worship space. Many of you know the story of the chair. That's the one remaining chair that had to be reset between Sunday school and worship, completed by the infamous Pop D, David Dieselhorst's grandfather. Services in the sanctuary began in November 1948, and the sanctuary was dedicated in April 1949. It should be noted here that in reading through the minutes of the Women's Guild, they raised money for this large stained glass window in the front of the sanctuary, which cost, in 1948, are you ready for this, a whopping $700. The Women's Guild was organized in December 4th, 1941, the Churchmen's Fellowship, October 1943. The Young Adults came into being October 1947. The Young Adults bought the stained glass window found in the balcony. In our 77 years, Bethel has only had seven senior pastors. After Dr. and Mrs. Peeler left in 1951, the Reverend Philip Amistad came in 1952, followed by Reverend James Bright in 1959, Reverend Richard Ike in 1976, Reverend Jane Quant in 1993, Reverend David Denham in 2002, and Reverend Kristen Curley in 2010. When Reverend James Bright came to Bethel in 1959, it was decided that Bethel was ready to expand. So the adjacent property, we only owned the sanctuary. We didn't own the other lot. So the adjacent property was purchased and the vision for an education wing began. The educational wing was dedicated in 1962 and the mortgage paid off and burned in 1977. In going through pages and pages of records, those names and saints we celebrate today came into view. Prominent familiar names like Crunkleton, Long, Loff, Jansen, not to mention four generations of Diesel Horse, were readily apparent in many meeting notes, minutes, and pictures, as were other names, but ones that had some connection still: Stout, Blatcher, Enders, Wrench, Ashley, Holmes, Rosenberger, Cantona, Hable, and Stambaugh. I should note that I did find it fascinating that the women were hardly ever referred to by their first names in those early years. I don't think I once found Mrs. Peeler's first name. Women's Guild turkey dinners and country bazaars that helped pay for the aforementioned stained glass window continued well into the 1980s. I think I missed the last one arriving. When I arrived in 1987, I think they had just finished the last one. Other noteworthy activities included choir parties, strawberry festivals, Boy Scouts, softball teams, all church retreats, Christmas pageants, new choir robes, two new organs, new electronic keyboard, and purchase of tone chimes. Along with the senior pastors, we've had our share of student interns: George Manukas, Susan Kirby, Kim Moeller, Jason Thompson, Nancy Ferran, and David Lawton, to name a few. Additionally, a couple of naval chaplains, Gary Pollitt and Chris Zanakis, came and obtained standing in the UCC through Bethel. In one of Dick Ike's sermons, and yes, there were lots of those too, titled Toss or Keep, don't ask me why, that one popped out, but it did. He recounted the story of how the Women's Guild had paid to have the pastors and church offices painted, and how he had to lug all the boxes back upstairs after the project was completed. He started sorting out the books to put back on the shelves and deciding which ones to keep and which ones to pass on to someone else. Sound familiar? We did a lot of that in the last 9 months or so, deciding what to keep, what to toss, what to sell, and what to just leave behind. Some of us met almost weekly on Tuesday nights with a project or two in mind to work on that particular night. Files, archives, annual reports, bulletins, beacons, consistory minutes, spiritual council minutes, and the list goes on. We're still not quite done, as we put this on the back burner until we got past the actual move and decisions on what was going and what wasn't and what wasn't were made. When Pastor Ann sent me today's scripture, I thought how appropriate it was, as I don't know if the lectionary planners picked the scripture on purpose, but it certainly fits as those that came before us and built the place we call Bethel today certainly loved the Lord God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. There were challenges and decisions and discussions along the way. Widening Arlington Boulevard. I didn't find where the name of the boulevard changed from Lee to Arlington, but it did. Installing the retaining wall. VDOT gave us $1,500 plus for the maintenance of the wall that they had built for us in 1973. Cracks in the chancel appeared as a result of the settling of the building following construction of the George Mason overpass. Where and how to spend the Bowman Fund? Air conditioning finally went out. Children in communion, handicap accessibility, open and affirming, Pastor Ann's ordination, OCWM and how it was used by the national body. Where to put the Last Supper carving. But in spite of all these things, we've hung together as congregation. People have come into our lives and moved on, moved away for various reasons, or hung on until the final breath came. But new people still come through the doors and visit once or twice, stay or move on. As I mentioned, we've had 3 organs, 7 pastors, a plethora of organists, choir directors, and or music directors in the life of the church. Members have been in the military, foreign service, and government civil servants, among others. We've supported ministries with Homewood Homes, Springvale Terrace, The Carlin, Family Village Farm, AFAC, Hospice, OAR, RPC, the Arling Academy of Hope, and the Vision of Light Clinic in El Salvador. We've walked or marched in various events and protests. We've provided founding space for Children's International and La Luz Verdadera, as well as meeting space for the New Fuentes, AA, and other groups. We've been involved with and attended meetings with the Potomac Association and the Central Atlantic Conference. Our internal organizations have included Consistory, Spiritual Council, Sunday School, and various committees including finance, property, social concerns, outreach and evangelism, and the Under Shepherd program. We've celebrated communion, Pentecost, Easter, Christmas, Lenten dinners, Ash Wednesday, Epiphany, World Communion Sunday, Reformation Sunday, weddings, funerals, confirmations, and baptisms. And we're still here. Now we need to build on the vision of those early saints who said, there should be an ENR church in Arlington. What began as a mission church in 1941 has grown into the Bethel community of faith we know and love today. I encourage you all to participate in Pastor Ann's listening sessions. There's much yet to be done. What we did yesterday at Soup and Pie was a chance for us to meet and greet the neighbors and let them know who we are and what we believe in and how we are motivated to trust and serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in our world. During last week's listening session, we discussed door hangers, new business cards, a new telephone number, a new sign, and lots of ideas how to put our name out there. Pastor Nancy's work on the website and other outreach opportunities will help us identify who we are and what we want to become as we make the transition from designated pastor to that search for a new senior pastor. Yes, folks, that's going to happen down the road, sometime too. Let's build on that history and shoulders of all those saints who have gone before us and keep Bethel, the community of faith we have all come to know and love, alive and well and a vital part of our Arlington community. God may be done with us at 4347 Arlington Boulevard, but I don't think God is done with us yet. God has a plan. To God be the glory. Amen.